Great children's books often appeal just as much to adults as they do to kids. That's the case with Gertrude Stein's novel, The World is Round, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. A Western Illinois University professor wrote an opera based on the book, and it premieres this week. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
Paul Pacioni has written many songs and choral pieces, but wanted to tackle an opera. While many of his contemporaries use current events and political topics for operas, Pacioni went in a different direction.
I wanted to do something that was a little more direct and a little more accessible to all ages. And at the time, I was thinking I wanted to do a children's opera.
So he chose The World is Round, a 1939 book by American writer Gertrude Stein. It's the story of a young girl named Rose, who's curious about the world around her. She decides to climb to the top of a mountain and sit in her favorite blue chair so she will be able to see everything. Stein's writing is a mix of prose and poetry that is, at times, shapeless and often repetitive. Pacioni says this is why he chose the book for his opera.
What always interested me with text setting was the idea of characterization. How do you characterize a phrase musically? And that's what Stein does in her language. She has various types of characterizations of not only the same word, but of different words and how she combines them in a very musical way. So that's very suggestive musically.
Once upon a time, the world was round. The lake was round and I was almost drowned. The lake was round and almost drowned. The lake was round.
Gertrude Stein didn't follow the rules of writing, and that's what makes her work so versatile, according to Merrill Cole. He's an English professor at Western and has published numerous articles on Stein. Cole says Stein wrote in many different styles in order to be flexible with themes.
One of those ways is playfulness, which appears very early in her writing, and it's easy to see why it would adopt itself to children's literature or to other kinds of writing, because even when it's quote-unquote very serious, and some of it is very serious, the playfulness never goes away.
And that juxtaposition is exactly what Paul Pacioni was going for in his opera.
It's a book for young readers, but then Stein would say, well, who's a young reader? We should always be young readers. That playfulness is something that is in adults, or that innocence, that's the word. And it's an innocence that we find not only in children, but hopefully that we keep with us when we're adults as well. And I tried to capture that in the music.
Am I the little girl named Rose? Which little girl named Rose?
The World is Round will be performed by WIU students and faculty. The work is technically a chamber opera. It's less than an hour long, has four main characters, an eight-voice choir, and a small orchestra. Soprano Penelope Shumate will perform the lead role of Rose. Shumate is new to the WIU faculty, having arrived in August. She says Pacioni's music is full of beautiful melodies and creates the illusion of simplicity.
It's deceptively challenging. It seems like very simple, beautiful music to the listener. It's very, very challenging for the artists, and we like the challenge.
Shumate says it's fun to perform songs that have the lilting quality of a nursery rhyme while still asking complex questions, like where does a person fit in the world, and why are things the way they are? Pacioni says his music complements Stein's book, both in overall themes and in the way Stein uses words.
I wanted it to be, the tunes to be memorable, but at the same time, there's an element of abstraction in it because I wanted to treat the tonal materials in the way she treats words, in an abstract way. So that although the materials are tonal and they're melodic, through repetition, they really can go anywhere I want them to. They don't have to follow the rules of traditional musical language.
The World is Round will be performed this Thursday and Friday night at 7:30 in Hainline Theater on the WIU campus. Pacioni says he isn't actively promoting the work for future performances yet, but opera companies are always looking for accessible works in English that can bring in new audiences. I'm Jonathan All, Tri-State's Public Radio News.
And I am here.